Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
You might have been in the parking lot. You just weren't caught.
You get caught.
All the way live from Chesapeake. She's never been caught in the parking lot, I hope. But I was with her one time, and we did get caught all the way live from Chesapeake. It's Dee Dee. You remember that, Dee Dee?
Making money, I get excited. I'm wide awake now, y'all.
I know that.
Now, about a half an hour, I don't know what to tell y'all, so we better get it in now.
That's what's good. Tonight's topic, physical abuse and its impact on kids. Physical abuse, we all know what it is. But you know what? When I was actually researching, I found out about some forms of physical abuse that I just thought was like crazy. What is physical abuse? It involves contact intended to cause intimidation, injury, or physical suffering, potentially bodily harm. Forms of physical abuse: striking, punching, pushing, pulling, slapping, whipping, kicking,
hitting,
tripping, kneeing. How about headbutting?
Yeah.
You ever thought of headbutting as physical abuse?
Yeah.
Drowning.
You can knock somebody out doing that.
Yes, you can.
Sleep deprivation. Exposure to cold. Exposure to heat. Exposure to shock. Anything that stresses, you know, your body, being tied down, being cut on, you know, being exposed to any type of toxic substance, being infected with a disease, being kept from food and medication, spanking, you know, that actually leads to physical abuse, or bruising, blinding a person, biting, throwing acid in someone's face, stabbing, poisoning. I hadn't even thought about some of these forms of physical abuse, but that's the purpose of this conversation tonight. Folks, we are going to jump right in.
and the purpose of this conversation is to really, again, stimulate thought and to increase awareness. OD, let's start off with you tonight, man. We always start with the ladies, but physical abuse. Have you ever found yourself in an abusive situation? Relationship wise, you ever dealt with a woman who wanted to kick your ass?
Yeah, a couple of them, surprisingly, it's now more like recently, actually. A lot of them, like, they be finding out about their friends and stuff, and, like, they just be going ham. Like, I got a couple of scraps. I don't believe in hitting females or whatever. So, you know, I just be pushing back. You know, I push them back. And I just go get my sister or somebody to go get them. But a lot of them just done been snapping lately, though, just, like, going crazy, like, recently.
Are they snapping with reason? You give them a reason to snap, OD?
Yeah, I be cheating on them. I ain't gonna lie, but, I mean, hey.
You might as well wait till I'm
rich before you dump me. At least you get something out of this.
I know that.
You know what, OD?
That's OD.
Please,
in the building.
For real.
Ladies, physical abuse, has anyone ever experienced it?
Not by
choice. No, I don't think anybody chooses.
Did you just say not by choice? I don't think anyone chooses to be physically abused, do that?
Right.
No, but you got to understand where my frame is. To me, no, I'm never going to say I condone physical or domestic violence or physical abuse or whatever the case may be. However, some kids, you know, I guess due to parenting, you know what I'm saying, they come up on a parent as if that's their peer, you know, like that's their friend in the street or something. And if that's what you have to do as a parent, then that's what you have to do as a parent. Or...
Is discipline different from physical abuse? You can discipline a child without physically abusing a child.
It depends. It depends on the child. It depends on the parent. It depends on the discipline. It just depends. It's a lot of like elements that go into that situation. Yeah, you definitely can discipline a child without physically abusing them. I mean, I discipline mine all day, every day without physically abusing her, but. You know, my situation may be different from some of the situations you see on the talk show. But those are just, like, a small percentage of what really, you know what I'm saying, is a lot that's going on every day behind, you know, probably at your neighbor's house, but you just don't know that. You know, and then, of course, you have the domestic violence that's happening in front of the kids, and they get caught up in the domestic abuse, and then they get physical abuse because they're trying to protect the parent. So, I mean, some of this stuff you just don't know is really going on. So, sometimes kids will come up on you like they're an adult in the street and you have to beat them. They call it physical abuse or just some extreme discipline, whatever you want to label it. But it happens, too.
I just want to take this position. I think you can discipline a child firmly without physically abusing the child. Now, I know depending on your culture and your background, things vary, okay? Because in my culture, we have gotten beat with switches off the tree, extension cords, paddles, belts, and sometimes the hand, depending on the situation and the magnitude of it. But I still don't agree with physical abuse when you're trying to discipline a child. I have been beat with an extension cord before.
Yeah,
I know what
too.
That feels like. And I can tell you this. I probably deserved it. But I do believe that I was physically abused. I don't think it's right. And
got
I'm
over
not
it,
the only
right?
one. Who's gotten beat with an extension cord?
I've got beat with an extension cord before. What type of extension cord?
just be with him. Stitch a cord.
At least me and OD in the same boat.
But you can't hear me? The switch? How about the switch?
Everybody been beat with a switch.
Be with branches on.
I don't think we black and not beat with a some type of
that's
tree.
True.
Something.
My mom got a switch.
Wait, but you know what? Hold on. I don't think I've ever been beat with a switch off.
Wow.
My mom. Leave it to my mom.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have. No, I haven't.
Your mama just
say, good for you. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757. Last four digits, 2455. Welcome to the show.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey,
what's
how
going
you
on, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Drew.
Hello, Andrew.
What's cracking?
Man, I've had my ass whooped by everything under the sun. But you know what the funny thing about it was? My mother, she'd been married a couple times. I remember when my stepfather left, I was 14. And to that point, I had my ass whooped, like I said, by everything. But the problem was it just became life. It became part of life. So
yeah.
The more I got my ass whooped, really, the worst I was. I just kept getting more bad, and the more shit.
Was it rebellion?
I don't know what it was. It was just like, it was just a part of life. I mean, you're going to beat my ass, you're going to beat my ass. All right, let's get it out the way and over with. And then I just go back to what I was doing. Now, the funny thing is, when him and my mother split up, that following year, I had, in my years of school, that was by far the best year I had ever had. And I didn't catch not one ass whooping.
Wow, you know what? I can relate to the stepdad. I know, as a matter of fact, I had a stepfather. My mom's been married like 3 times. Her third husband should have been her first husband because he's the best. But one of my stepdads, I never actually got disciplined by him because I was older. And I think my dad, you know, I actually told my dad about this dude, and he told the dude, don't put his hands on me. But I think because he had a problem with me, he took it out on my little brother. Mm-hmm. And my little brother to this day can tell you that he felt abused by this dude. It's one thing to be disciplined, and it's another thing to be abused. And I think there are adults that take their frustration out on kids because they literally can't do what they really want to do to an adult. So I could see how, you know, when your mom split from that dude, you were happy, you know, and you started to do better.
Well, that's definitely part of it. But I think another part of it is you can whoop your child's ass so much that it just becomes part of life. And the effect isn't there anymore.
Right.
Yeah. And that's my brother. Because my brother could get beat with an open hand. He could get beat with a belt, with a switch. And guess what? He would never cry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know how to do that.
He just never cried.
You weren't getting beat, right?
Oh, that's not because you build up resistance.
No, I think it's resistance. Exactly.
It is. You build up a resistance. I mean, because it's like you become numb to the entire thing.
I used to pray for me to be numb. I promise to God. Before I used to get beat, and that's the worst. When you know you about to get beat, she'd be like, I'm about to cover that, whip your ass right when this show go off. You be there praying, God, please don't let me feel this beat. God, please.
Right.
No, that's right. Word. That's word. You be in there getting prepared. I'll be putting on 2-3 pair of underwear, all that. She come right, but she killed me. She be like, yep. Take your pants off. Like,
that's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, take your pants off. Oh, and when
but
we watch,
know,
oh, my God.
Reminisce.
Oh,
it depends on, it depends on the kid, too, though, because, like, my son now, if he's not used to getting his ass whooped, but he's had it whooped before, and I guarantee you, if he's got a choice, what's going to be more effective? I make his ass sit at home for the entire weekend and whoop his ass, he'd rather take the ass with him.
Rather than the right. Right. Rather than the, have his privileges taken.
Yeah.
Right. So this Wednesday, Hump Day in the City, January 26th, tonight we're talking about physical abuse and the impact on kids. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be right back.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cup. This kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me
Radio Live, 917-889-3926. Hump Day in the City. It's your hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Didi live out of Chesapeake, VA. And OD live out of Norfolk, VA tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios. Tonight we're talking about physical abuse and its impact on kids. I was sharing with mom, with my staff yesterday, that one of my facilitators with the class that I'm in was explaining to us last week that, you know, his dad left him when he was a baby. His stepdad physically abused him. And what he felt like it did was it made him not trust people as he grew older. He told us about how he actually measure the reliability of women. And it's strange that as a 40-year-old man, there's still things from his childhood that sticks with him today due to the physical abuse. He said he actually, before he got married, when he was dating, he used to mail a letter back to himself. He used to pass the letter off to the young lady and say, hey, put this in the mail for me. But really it was a test to see if she was reliable. A few days later, he would ask her, did you put my letter in the mail? You know, and some of them was like, oh, man, I forgot. It's in my car. And he said he never dated them. He never went out with them again because that showed him they weren't reliable. Now, all of this stems from, again, abuse as a child. And my point, the impact, the things that happen to us in our childhood, specifically when it deals with abuse, it lingers on into our adult life.
Wow. I'm blown away by that. The fact that you really just, I mean, but where's the envelope? I mean, like, where do you get that? From, like, you know, like, how did that relate, you know? But yeah, you never
it's
know
about
how
reliability, because, trustworthiness.
Well, no, I understand that, but like,
where you get
what,
that from?
Right,
right.
Yeah,
you're
right. Yeah,
that
right.
Was weird.
It's different.
I thought it was weird too.
Yeah, but you know, but the thing about it is, children, they, you know, grow up in domestic violence situations. They can go either way, because they can either become the abusee or the abuser. You know, especially like, say, if a young girl grows up and watches her mother be beat, she may say, oh, that'll never be me. Or she may grow up insecure and be in physical, you know, physically abusive relationships, and that's normal to her. Like, and that even goes back to what Drew was saying. It becomes your normal.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Area code 757. Last four digits, 5625. Tell us your name, what you're calling from. The world is yours.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
right. My name is Elder Henrietta Trotter.
Hey.
Elder Trotter.
Elder
hello.
Trotter.
All right. All right.
Welcome,
yes, I'm the author of the show.
Elder Trotter.
Absolutely. Yes. How you guys doing? I was
one
listening to your conversation earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard different little conversations. One was about someone beating a lady, and the other one was about a child being abused. As you notice, there are different types of abuse.
Yes, ma'am.
There's so many of them. And like in my book, I open it up with I'm giving the children a chapter of their own. Reason why I say that is because I feel that any type of abuse, when you beat anyone that is a weaker vessel,
right,
you're a coward. I just feel like that you're a coward. And that's why men actually beat on a woman, because he's stronger than a woman. And that's why the man beat the children, because he know the children couldn't fight. And that's why he beat their mothers, because he know that they can't beat them. But the psychological effect is when that child grows up, he grows up hating that parent. And that
right.
boy, he wants to hurt his father. And if you notice, sometimes they even kill their father.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, when we talk about as far as beating our children, I understood what you said. There's a discipline. It's okay to discipline because I got to beat myself with switches and belts. And believe it or not, when I grew up, I went back to the lady that raised me because my mother died at childbirth, and I thanked her because the ones that didn't get the beatings, they wound up in jail. They became prostitutes.
Right.
It was all kind of negative things that happened to him. So I thanked her for the beatings that she gave me. And the reason why
right.
I said I thanked her, because would you rather for your child to get beat, or would you rather for a prison guard to beat him?
Right. That's right.
When they go over to the system and turned over to the system, they're treating your child very bad. So only thing I'm saying is, you said you judge this parent for putting discipline on it, but yet you turn them over to the system, and the system sometimes hurt them more than you ever would hurt them.
That's
a
right.
mother, she knows how far to go. Like in my situation with my children, I never beat them, but I threatened to beat them. That threat alone was good enough. I like talking to them.
Right.
That threat
for
was
some,
enough
for
my
kids,
son to hide every belt in the house.
Yeah, and for some kids, you can talk to them stern enough to where they get it, and that's all they need.
That's all they
you know,
need.
But and others, you got to go there.
Yeah.
I was one. You had to go there.
Yeah, every child is different.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely right about that. I know. I mean, I know at one point in life, I deserved the beatings I got. And then some of them, I didn't do nothing. But, you know. It makes you look at life. I mean, it made me respect my elders and so forth. I never.
Right.
I don't think anyone, you know, grows up saying, you know, I think I want to be abused, or let me go look for that. I mean, you know, like, or how about a woman who has multiple children, and one of those children's fathers is abusing them. You know, it's just like, okay, you have. It's like, how do they deal with that? And then if you get, you know, social services involved, 9 times out of 10, the children will get split up. You know, it's like physical abuse. Like, even when we were speaking about on Monday, it's like, it's a trickle-down effect.
Also, I think communication plays a big part in it.
Yeah.
Like you said, that the father could be abusing one of the children, but if that mother had a great communication with that child, the communication is just out of this world, she would know something is wrong.
Right.
9 times out of 10, when situations like that happen, the mother is out probably somewhere in the clubs getting drunk, not home, no communication skills at all. She should be able to look at her daughter and tell that there's a problem.
But not everybody can see
she
it.
She was really close to her daughter. She can tell there's a problem.
Right.
I think mothers
right.
need to be closer to their daughters. So when things like that
yeah,
happen,
definitely.
They would know something is wrong. Even though that child don't speak, you can look in their eyes and see that there was some fear about something.
Right.
Right. So 917-889-3926 is the number. Jump on it. We're talking about physical abuse and the impact on kids tonight. There's a difference between discipline and abuse.
Yeah.
917-889-3926. It's Wednesday, hump day in the city, January 26th. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Follow the show. Follow Open Dose. Yo, log on to www.iamoverdose.com. Coming up, finance live from Newark, Delaware, Victoria. We'll be right back.
Okay.
on to www.hacmedia.com. Follow the show all the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance. Give it up for a talk.
Tonight, we just wanted to touch a little on money mistakes that almost everyone makes, regardless of how much income you have or don't have. You know, it's really easy to make simple mistakes that may cost you a lot of money in the long run. So regardless of what your income factor is, just keep these few things in mind. Budgeting for short term. We always talk about budgeting here on this show. We probably mention it probably every other show, at least I do, because it's really, really important. But sometimes budgeting for short term is not always a good thing to do. You may want to instead try to budget for an annual budget opposed to just tracking your money for a month or so. So keep that in mind. Overspending on housing. Right now the market is still really, really good for a buyer. So if you do plan on purchasing a home, just keep in mind that one-third of your income on housing, even though that's what the recommended amount is, that may still be too much for you, especially if you're a student who has outstanding student loans, if you have child care payments that you have to make, which a lot of times are at least $500 a month, or if you have any other type of credit card debt or revolving debt, one-third of your income on housing may be too much. So just keep that in mind. You don't want to overspend on housing. Skimping on career investments. Sometimes you do have to pay a little more to further yourself in whatever career you choose. So whether it's paying for a coach or a mentor or taking extra classes to get farther along, you may have to do that. Falling victim to spending traps. We hear a lot about reward cards, credit cards, on the TV all the time, on commercials, on radio commercials, TV commercials, and really they sound good in theory, but they really just encourage you to spend more than what you would otherwise. So unless you are in a habit of paying credit cards off in full completely every month, you may want to stay away from reward credit cards because you're really not getting anything back. Failing to negotiate prices, and we've talked about this a few times. I know this is something that Dee Dee does everywhere she goes. Make sure you always try to negotiate prices. Always ask for a discount, a sale, or ask if someone can offer some type of coupon. You never know unless you ask, so make sure you always ask for some type of discount, regardless of what store you may be in. Earning income from only one source. And I think a lot of people learn this the hard way, especially the way the economy is now. Make sure you always create stability financially by having more than one source of income. Right now is a good time for you to become a business owner or start your own business, and I think that's something that Terrence touched on a few months ago. You know, don't be afraid to step out on your dreams, step out on faith, and, you know, try something that will bring in extra income. You won't know if it'll work if you don't try it. And then taking on too much or too little debt. Again, not all debt is bad, so being afraid of incurring even just a little bit of debt, it may lessen your chances of actually getting something that you want in the future. So some debt is good. Of course, you don't want to go overboard, but taking on too much or too little debt may actually hurt you in the long run. There are a few more things that I'll touch on about money mistakes that everyone makes, but we'll save that for the next show, which will be on Sunday. Well, the next show with a segment, which will be on Sunday. So just keep those few things in mind. Money mistakes that almost everyone makes, if you just keep those things in the back of your mind, you may prevent losing money in the long run.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. That's our friend Toya.
Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Beautiful. first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Throw me out to some rose, sipping any girl, nigga, sipping. I don't want you. fucker, I spot the tripper. 1907 on the pole in the air. 35 seconds, spot round here. These girls holding cups. Me, I'm holding bottles, aka bad bitches. Who I'm the baddest? So I get my cup, three shots of Patron. Half gonna be right, call the cab home. I'm filling up my cup, I ain't doing nothing wrong. And the pot don't stop till 6 in the morning.
WHAC TM Hammond Radio Live. That was Dawn Rashad featuring Trina. That joint's called Bottles. And that's Dawn Rashad from Diddy's Dirty Money. I'm your hip hop informer. It's Wednesday, January 26th, hump day in the city. You was tuned to TM Hammond Radio Live with CeeLo, Toya, Diddy, and Overdose, along with our special guest tonight, Elder Henrietta Trotter. Welcome back to the show, and we appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Elder Trotter, since you are here, just for folks who may have missed the previous show last year, we had Elder Henrietta Trotter on, who actually talked about her own experience with physical abuse. Excuse me. But she's an author of several publications. Dr. Elder Trotter, I want to call you Dr. Elder Trotter, give us your website information.
Okay. My publisher is AuthorHouse.com, but it's on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Borders, 2,000 websites.
The name of the book.
Tell us the books.
I just finished a screenplay for a movie. So hopefully a movie will be coming out soon. But, yes, I did talk to you in reference to abuse. And there were some things that I was going over a little bit earlier in my notes. And I was thinking that a lot of the abuse comes from people finding excuses. Say, for instance, you have an excuse like the child looks like the mother or the child looks like the father or you had a bad day at work or the child made bad grades. There's really no excuse for wrong behavior.
Mm-hmm. No excuse at all. Mm-hmm. Now, Elder Trotter, give us the name of the books that people are looking for on Barnes & Nobles and at Arthur House.
Oh, okay. My first book is called In the Mind of a Poet. That's the first one I made. That was back in 2001. Okay. In 2003, I actually published We Are More Than Conquerors. We Are More Than Conquerors is a combination of short stories. And the one that was just published a couple of months ago is called Divine Interventions. And that's actually my autobiography and my life story. When my mother died at childbirth up until now.
Got you. And, folks, you can pick up these books at AuthorHouse.com or you can go to Barnes & Noble's. Elder Trotter, the one thing I remember you saying in reference to your story was how your husband was extremely abusive. And when, you know, I mean, you shared that he's banged your head on the table. You expressed that, you know, he actually fought you while his mistress actually was involved as well. Were your children ever around? Did they ever witness any of the abuse?
No, they didn't witness. Actually, they didn't really find out about it until they were grown. Because none of the abuse actually happened in front of them. Because the majority of the abuse came when he was out at night and didn't come home. And the next morning I asked him where he was. So that's where the abuse came from, me questioning him where he was or where was the money in the account. So So if you read my book, you'll see in there that's where the abuse came from, by me asking questions. As long as I didn't ask any questions, I was fine. And nothing happened in front of the children. But they did find out about it later, and they were upset about it. You know, my son was very upset about it. They have a relationship with their father now, which is good. But at first they didn't. Because I gave him a call 4 years after I was divorced, and I told him what went on between him and I had nothing to do with the children, and I wanted him to keep that relationship with the children, which he did.
Right. Do you think that your the fact that you were abused, the feeling that you had from that, did that impact your children and your relationship with your children any?
Well, I think it had a great.
That's totally separate.
No, I think it had a great impact because, as far as my daughter's concerned, it made her achieve. She's an overachiever. You know, she works at the Pentagon. She's a captain, graduated from the Air Force Academy. It's just that she just kept going and going with her mind till she wouldn't stop. She had 7 different scholarships. She graduated from the Air Force Academy. She actually was on the dean list at the Air Force Academy. And just her mind, she just kept her mind busy because she was so upset by it. And my son actually did the same thing. He works at the shipyard right now. But he was more bitter than she was.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's okay with it. I guess because he was so young, he wanted to do something about it, but he couldn't. All he could do is watch. So he didn't actually see anything, but he knew something was wrong. I mean, when I say he didn't see anything, when your mama have black eyes and she's wearing sunglasses, you knew something happened. When she has her arms in slings and when she had to go to the doctor and walk on crutches, something is wrong.
Right.
See bruises on her arms and legs, something is wrong.
Yeah. And I think I have friends that are just angry by nature. And I think a lot of the anger, when you really look at the family structure, it's exactly what you just stated. There's abuse in the household. It's silent abuse. It's not always, you know, out in the front. But I think that silent abuse is what most angers children. They make them, you know, feel resentful. They don't trust people. And at the end of the day, they harbor those feelings. And they come out in negative ways because it's been suppressed. What advice would you have for parents that have children that's been impacted by abuse, or to adults now that once were children that actually witnessed abuse and it was never dealt with? What advice do you have for them?
And believe it or not, there's a part in my book that I call it a generational curse, because sometimes children of abuse grow up to be abusers. I'm thankful my situation, my children so far have not been in that situation, but there are some children that grow up and actually abuse their wives and abuse their husbands. And I call it a generational curse. And I do advise counseling. I do advise going to church, get a group home. I also advise always stay on the phone, because most abusers, they are, like I said earlier, they were cowards. Now, if you're talking on the phone to your brother or your sister, I don't think he's going to hit you in the head. I don't think he's going to snatch the phone out of the wall. Most abusers want you by yourself. They don't want you to have friends. They don't want you to have family. They don't want anyone to know that they abuse you. Most abusers beat you behind a closed door. They won't beat you in the middle of a church. They're not going to beat you in front of nobody because they know they're going to jail. They know that that person, someone will see them and send them to jail. And I write about that in my book also. And sometimes the children don't say anything because they know that the mother and the father is the breadwinner. And if they take the parent away from the home, who's going to take care of them? They don't want to go into foster care.
folks, it is 2:01 in the a.m. out in Rio de Janeiro. It is 1:01 in the p.m. out in Tokyo. We have Elder Henrietta Trotter with us tonight, speaking out of her experiences. Pick up the book, Divine Intervention, AuthorHouse.com or Barnes and Nobles. Again, it's now 11:02 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. Hey, coming up in this hour, we have a special guest stopping past. There's a huge event going down February 25th and 26th in Miami. It's the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. More to come with the director of that program, Johnny. He's stopping past to talk to us about the Florida Mix Show Music Summit going down February 25th and 26th. As we keep this conversation going, physical abuse and its impact on kids. More to come. Elder Henrietta Trotter, the Angels and Overdose. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
You own everything. Abundance. Implementing my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated, cause in all the calls I scream my name. Me not just to get it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Pressing rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, top three. Travel renowned, sore spot, feeling tipsy. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours. Yo, you can never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. See, that's low, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheat, able to live another day. Still I compete, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you, road I'm on, cause I get it all this way. This way the nonsense to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, the pure opulent. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. But again, that local phase, you just don't even get it. I'm Lady Ganga. You're better off falling back and talking about the mantra. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
I'm on Radio Live. You are in tune to physical abuse and its impact on kids. We got Didi live out of Charlotte. Call it Toya live out of North Delaware. Did I say call it?
Yes, you did.
Hello. Live
I'm
out of Charlotte,
in Charlotte,
North Carolina.
Hilo is the.
You know I got love for you.
You know, Toilet. Hey, girl.
Overdose and Elder Henrietta Trotter. It's Hump Day in the City, Wednesday, January 26th. Anybody have any specific questions you want to throw out there? Or any comments or statements?
I'm just going to keep it all to myself.
Oh,
we want you to do that.
Wow.
Now, don't keep it to yourself. You open up to us.
Oh, no. Trust me.
Elder Trotter.
You don't want to hear that.
If he actually says it, we're going to believe it.
Right.
Trust me.
That's what we're here for.
Yes, but you know how, like, don't like when I use.
This is a part of our program. He's a part of our program, and we're going to just let him remain quiet right now.
Okay.
Very serious topic.
Yeah.
We want to keep it above board.
Okay.
Tune into the program.
You never know. He could have some inner issues you don't know about.
We know he got inner issues. It just never we can talk about it.
And that's why we're asking him to keep quiet.
Be quiet. He's worth me. So, like, I'm not the bad kid no more.
Oh. It's just best I keep my mouth closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
After the Martin Luther King birthday incident.
Ow! Okay, back on subject. No, we are here to talk about the effect of domestic violence and the effect on our children. And the thing is, now, for people out there listening, the thing is, people are put in a position where should they get involved or not. Because, like, okay, say, for instance, if you live next door to someone or you live that close to someone to hear it, and you hear someone getting their ass beaten in the house next door, are you supposed to call? And if you call, doesn't the police come to your house?
You call. You're supposed to call. Why shouldn't you call?
I personally have been in a situation to where I've heard the man beating on the woman the next door. But, like, it's me. I don't know what to do in that situation. Like, should I call or?
You should call. Matter of fact, I'll give you an example. I have this in the book also. I was riding down the street with my son, and this lady, she was getting beat up, and the man was beating her so bad, blood was everywhere, no one was stopping. And she was trying to hang out the car window, almost falling out the car window. And she went into a restaurant and ran to the back, and I told the manager to hide her.
Right.
And sometimes you have to get involved. And she thanked me for it because he was trying to kill her.
But see, the thing is, what you run into is the women who go back, though, or get mad at the people that stepped in.
9 times out of 10, they won't go back. Yeah. There are a few that will go back, but usually, sometimes they don't.
I mean, because it takes a long time for people to realize that they're even being abused.
You have to do something because there's so many graves out there with there's no names. Because this subject that we're talking about is very serious.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. I mean, whether it be, you know, physical abuse or verbal abuse, because verbal abuse is no better, you know, with breaking someone's spirit, because that's all in the end of it is what happens, is the people's spirits are broken until they are brought out of it or shown a different way.
And that's why you have to love yourself more, and you have to have a self-esteem. If you start loving yourself more, guess what? Anything anyone say to you will be non and void if you love yourself more.
Love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that don't know
yourself.
What that is. Some people don't even know what love is. How do you ask someone to do something that they are not familiar with? If they were raised in violence, that's what they know love to be.
It's
because
not
they still got a roof over their
yourself.
Head.
You have to learn. It's a growing process.
Right.
I don't know. I don't really believe in love personally, especially trying to.
You know what? Some people don't even know what love is.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, my people.
They don't know what love is. They just say the word, I love you, I love you. They have no clue what that word love is.
I don't think it's no such thing for real. I mean, especially when not, you can love anybody, though, for real. Just love come easy as hate. That's how I feel, like, because I don't know nobody.
Well, no, I disagree. Comes. Like, at the end of my book, my last line is love don't hate and hate don't love. There is a difference.
I don't think that was the statement. The statement was love comes just as easy as hate. And
no.
I think that's very true. I know, this is my perspective. I mean, and we can agree to disagree, but what I think that some people, it's no problem to not like them.
It's
in
me.
In fact, I think there are some people that are easy to hate based on their attitudes, based on how they treat people, based on just their way of life. Now,
okay,
you're not supposed to hate.
Speak about that too.
And I think there are some people that are easily lovable.
Yep.
So I agree with the fact that you can love people just as easily as hate people, but you have to be conscious that hate is not a good thing.
Okay, why can't we say this? Why can't we say we hate the spirit that's inside them? Why can't we say we hate the way they act or the way they talk or the way they treat people? Why do we have to hate the person? We don't have to hate anyone.
I think it depends on your upbringing. You know, you're absolutely right. We don't have to.
Because think about it, and I actually put this in my book, too.
There's a such thing as the KKK.
No.
The KKK shouldn't hate people, but they do.
Do you know you can actually get closer with a person if you tell them you don't like what they did instead of saying I don't like you?
Oh, I do understand that. I practice that often.
Some of my best
doesn't.
Friends I didn't get along with before I got into the ministry years ago. We didn't get along at all, period. But guess what? We found out that we were so much alike. That's why we didn't get along.
Yeah, but
and
what about people who dislike
the way they acted? And once I target the way they acted, not that I dislike the person, we were best friends.
I don't want to get off task, Elder, but because people are listening all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and we don't always agree, and we don't have the same concepts, right? But
yes.
how would you converse with an atheist about the same issue? Someone who doesn't believe in the spirit is not going to talk in the spirit, but they have the same practical issue that everyone else has. How do you converse or lead that person?
Okay, that's easy. Just showing them love. In other words, you become I don't want to get into, you know, biblical too much because the book is really
it's
also about helping people also. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say it's my life story. In other words, chapter 1 through 11 is about my life. I don't really get into the biblical part towards the end. In other words, if they're an atheist, I'm not going to condemn them. God's job to condemn them. There are some people that don't like God. But guess what? Everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to be loved. Whether they're atheists or not.
Whether they know it or not, right?
Right. I mean, whether they're atheists or not. Like, say, for instance, they don't like God, but they want to live. You know, they can go out and kill 1,000 people, but guess what? They don't want to die. They don't like God, but when 9/11 came, everybody loved him.
Or had a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I get the point. Folks, if you just tuned into the program, I want to bring this back. Tonight's topic is about physical abuse and its impact on kids. And I do want to talk about the impact on kids because we're kind of all over the place. We have our special guest, Elder Henrietta Trotter, who is a victim, a survivor of physical abuse. So she's well-versed, and she knows what she's talking about. She continues to reference the book Divine Intervention. Pick it up. Barnes & Noble's, as well as AuthorHouse.com. I agree that everyone deep down really wants to be loved. There's some people that might be content with being lonely, but I think that's because they've been hurt, they've busted and disgusted. But I think when you really get down to the heart of a man and the soul of a man, I do agree with what you're saying. But I also believe that there are some people who hate very easy, just as there are people who love very easy.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think that was my only point. And I want to really bring it back to physical abuse because I think – those who hate easy are the folks who are abusers, who become abusers. They are, in fact, themselves fearful of something, are ashamed of something, they're hurt themselves, or they're just flat-out manipulators. How do we help children who've been impacted by these people? Well, what advice would you have for anyone that's been impacted by physical abuse, specifically children or teenagers or adults now who once were children who never dealt with the issues? Very specifically, Elder Trotter, what tips would you have for them?
I would ask them to seek some type of counseling. Go to the school counselor. Sometimes some children want to talk to a neutral party. Sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to their parents. They might find an aunt, someone else in the family, a cousin, someone that they feel like they can talk to. But they do need to talk to someone because all of this is hidden inside. And I believe it all comes from they don't like themselves. And how can you love someone else when you don't love yourself? And once they learn how to love their self, they'll learn how to love other people and learn not to abuse their children. Because their children is a gift. That's a gift.
Absolutely. Folks, we're going to keep this conversation going. 917-889-3926 is the number. CeeLo coming up with our national and entertainment news. Back in a moment.
Sat down, something from the paradox playing in the background. It's say yo, a team full of high rollers. I'm standing on the sofa, yeah, I got it open, yeah, motorboating, yeah, poke stroking. She got a nigga hoping that she'll pop off and blow a nigga until she locked jaw. In the champagne room, I get my rocks off, cause I am so awesome. Hit your offering, I don't do this often. You gotta put your all in, and while she make it rain, man, Dustin Hoffman.
Rain, WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Your dude, your hip hop informer, TM Hyman. The Florida Mix Show Music Summit coming up February 25th and 26th, Miami. That dude, Johnny, he's coming up after Entertainment News. Live from Charlotte. Give it up. CeeLo.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time, people. Yes, it's entertainment news for today, Wednesday, hump day. Look, the world is in moments of despair, and everything I have to report today just pretty much shows it. Most of it involves politics, but here we go. In Nevada City, Nevada, the councilwoman named Donna Fairchild, she was in process of being sanctioned for a $94.60 travel reimbursement for an event that she, like, said that she went to, but she really didn't attend. So today they found this councilwoman, her husband, dead in their house with a 9mm and a note. Now, they have not disclosed what was in the note or whether it was like a homicide slash suicide. But I'll keep you guys, you know, updated on that when I get more information. In Akron, Ohio, a mother was jailed for 10 days for lying about where she lived so that her kids could go to a better school. And the school system's problem, they're saying the reason why she was jailed is because she wasn't paying taxes for her children to attend that school, which was not far from where she actually lived. But you know, but people do that all the time, you know, to try to to make life better for their children, and she gets jailed. So now she gets a felony, and she's probably going to lose her job. So
right, cool. You know what? I'll text you as soon as the song goes off. I'll text you and bring you on.
Okay.
Right,
well,
cool.
In Houston, good news. Gabrielle Giffords, she moved from the ICU in the hospital to a rehab center, and she is progressing well from her gunshot wound in the head in Arizona 2 weeks ago. So our prayers go out
Thank
to the
God.
Families and affected in that situation.
Yeah.
And last but not least, in Cairo, Egypt, disregarding the ban on public gatherings, thousands of anti-government protesters have been attempting to destabilize the leadership for 2 days. And they say this is like the largest protest in years. And about 860 people were arrested and 6 confirmed dead so far. So it's like we're all going through some sort of hell, you know, these days. But that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you. I love you. Love me.
We love you, CeeLo. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Sorry for talking through your segment, CeeLo.
Yeah, no, you know, I went right past that, yeah.
We'll be back.
Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all they feel is see the scabs.
Yeah.
Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. See, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding
I try to tell them I swear.
I'm
so official like the Louis out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at,
memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from the feet to their wig. Their wardrobe is trash like a Godspell kid.
Oh.
My bitch so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't tip, but the strippers will call back. I MTV them on the bus like next. The next I'm in their brain like it's they be your ex. I mean my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy.
Oh.
My swag out the park, you just out there with it.
Uh-huh.
You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks calling my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Moving that cup, get them shoot socks in the bag. And I holly brag, but you lame should know. Soon as I step in the show, I got the Leroy glow. I got swag.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, how I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. See, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding my swag.
Yeah. Kinda knew that this was coming soon. Before I blast off, give me some more running room. Told me to beat it 11, the verse is done at noon. Promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June. What's poppin', my nigga, how are you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive-thru. Ladies keep their eyes full on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, balls loaded with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma leave it
where it is.
For itself, I don't usually talk about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like Con Floyd. I got my swag, I suggest you find
Come
yours.
On. Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Even my shadows got a swag. Introduce them to women, it's the darkest of my half. I supplied this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grabs. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product,
Louis in the bag.
I suggest if you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me, get woozy from the lag. If you choose if you wanna hate, you're losing all your sweat.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scab. Through the course of my journey, found the reason why the brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own. If you got a swag, then show whoever be close. Drop me a swag, test me out of the dope. Haters getting mad, cause now my vision be focused. Drips on my cap, this party I am your spokesman. If you got a swag, then show whoever be close.
You better find your swag.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this hump day Wednesday. It is 11:30 here on the East Coast. We only have about 30 minutes left in the show. This evening we've been talking about domestic violence, abuse. It's been a really interesting conversation. The one thing I can say, as far as children are concerned, I think with abuse and domestic violence, it's either going to have, it's always going to have a negative outcome. But I really think that it affects children either. It makes them really bitter. They don't trust. They don't love, as they grow older. Or
they accept it as, like, the norm. So when they get older, they fall into that cycle that we were talking about earlier in the show. And that's what they grew up around, so that's what they expect in their life. Not even expect, but for some reason that's what they gravitate to. I've noticed that with, you know, some people who've had issues with domestic violence. They always seem to find that type of guy that's in their life. To never get a quote-unquote good guy. They always have someone to put their hands on them or abuse them emotionally. And I think that's the type of effect that it has on kids growing up. I mean, what do you guys have to say about that? What do you think about that as far as children and abuse are concerned?
I mean, like I said earlier, I think the children can go either way. You know, I mean, they can either follow in the footsteps of the abuser or follow the footsteps and grow up to be a victim until they learn different, you know. And
I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
My bad. You can finish. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, babe.
Go ahead, Aziz. I mean, we haven't heard much from you. I mean, what do you think about it? I mean, coming from a young male's perspective.
No, I mean, I know firsthand, like, because when I got sent away to boot camp or whatever, like, I was in there with the dude, with some dudes who, like, who dads used to abuse them. And, like, they got sent to boot camp for, like, trying to kill their dad when they got old enough to fight back. Like, I feel like the whole thing, okay, if your mom is abusing you and you're a boy, you just going to treat females like nothing when you grow up. All your relationships going to be based off your mom, and that's real talk. But if your dad beats you, then you gonna get him back when you get older. Like, but like the dude was like, matter of fact, he was my rack mate. He was like, his dad used to like abuse him, just call him all type of names and stuff, like physically abuse him too and verbally abuse him. It's just like one day when he got older, he just snapped. Like he was cutting the lawn and like the dad was just messing with him. He was just throwing sticks or whatever he was doing. He was like, he calmly walked in his crib. He said he went and got his gun. He said he couldn't find his shotgun shell, so he took his knife. He walked outside the house, and he just shot him and called 911, like, come pick him up. Like, that was it. And the other dude, what'd he do? He tried to set his dad's house on fire when his dad went to sleep. And that's why they got sent. That's why they was in boot camp with me like that. Like all of us was in there on some special program type stuff, and that was their reason. They was abused. It was just like they was tired of it. Oh, well.
That's real talk. That's real talk. And OD, I appreciate you for always being real. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hobby Radio Live. If you want to comment on tonight's topic, you can hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip-hop informer. Hey, as promised, going down February 25th and 26th, 2011, it's the Florida Mix Show Summit, Miami. Wherever you are in the world, definitely, if you're on the East Coast, you got to get there. My man, he is one of the number one officials. He's holding it down. Hey, this event is sponsored by Hip Hop Weekly. Hey, Johnny, welcome to the show.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's good, man? Hey, tell us about this spectacular that's going down February 25th and 26th, and why everybody should flock to Miami.
Well, basically, it's going to be the biggest movie ever, February 25th and 26th, the Florida Mix Show Music Summit. It's going to be the biggest movie ever. You know, we're going to have the top radio DJs from all over the Southeast region, commercial radio, underground radio, internet radio. We got the top A&Rs in the business, the director of A&R, VP of Universal Motown Records, going to A&Rs from Atlantic, A&Rs from Def Jam, A&Rs from Interscope, A&Rs from Rock Nation, Columbia, Sony. They're going to all be there ready to sign the next hottest thing out of Florida. See, a lot of people don't realize Florida is one of the top markets in the whole country.
Yes, sir.
Everybody needs Florida to break their records. So everybody that's trying to rap, they need to be there. And then on top of that, somebody's going to be walking away from this music conference with a recording deal because we got the Ultimate 16 Bar Contest sponsored by Slip and Slide Def Jam. And the winner of the Ultimate 16 Bar Contest get a recording contract. That's right, I said it, a record deal with Slip and Slide Def Jam Records.
You heard it.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going down February 25th to 26th. Hey, Johnny. Hey, I'm
yes,
going to submit. TM Hyman Radio Live will be there. And anybody on my team, I know it's short notice.
Yes,
but
sir.
I'm like 4 hours away. And anybody, hey, Hyman will be there. Overdose will be there. And I'm sure a few more artists down with our team. Hey, coming up. Hey, Johnny, what is it looking like when it comes to the moolah registration?
Well, right now it's only $99 to register for all of that. $99 gets you a 2-day pass to all the events, all the after parties, you know what I'm saying? But that's early registration. We've been registering people since before Thanksgiving in November. So, you know, I would sign up early. All the artists is up there because it's getting crazy right now, and we're about to raise up the price. You know, $150 ain't nothing if you're trying to get your music on. You know what I'm saying? You spend $150 and make $1 million, man, as a big rapper, and that's a hell of an investment. That's a hell of a return on your $150. So, you know, all the artists is out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Come down, get your network on, enter that Slip and Slide contest. You know what I mean? You could win a recording deal, baby. You know, video, all that. We ain't playing with it.
Hey, tell the artists how they can actually apply for the Ultimate 16 Bars Contest.
All you got to do is just register. $99 to register. Go to the website, floridamixshowsummit.com. That's summit with one T for everybody that don't know how to spell. floridamixshowsummit.com. .com. And I ain't trying to insult nobody because I actually thought it was two T's at first. But, you know, go to FloridaMixShowSummit.com. You can register right online, you know, pay with a PayPal, a credit card, or a debit card, anything like that. You know, and that gets you in. As soon as you get in, you get a track. As soon as you register, you get a track emailed to you. I'm a platinum Slip and Slide producer that produced Rick Ross, Plies, or one of them. And boom, you spit your 16 bars over that. Resubmit it in. If you're lucky, you're going to be one of the finalists. We're going to announce the finalists at the event. And then you do the Ultimate 16 Bar Showcase. The judges are going to be A&Rs from all over the country, from all over the music biz, the biggest A&Rs in the business, Atlantic, Columbia, Sony, Rock Nation, Service Pop, Po'Boy, Def Jam, and Universal Motown. And you shine there, you're going to be shining like the sun, baby.
Hey, only $99 with early registration before February 1st.
That's right. Before February 1st, we're about to go up to that 150. All the artists that's ready, call me right now. My phone line is wide open, 786-443-1524. That's 786-443-1524. My name is Johnny Mars. Holler at me, and we can make it poppin'. You know what I mean?
Hey, Johnny, do me a
yes,
favor,
sir.
Man. Plan to come back Friday night for the Friday night cipher. We only on for an hour. We on at 10 o'clock. Hey, we want to actually help you just kind of drive this joint before February 1st, and just commit, you know, our platform to you, brother, because we're gonna be in the house.
Okay.
All right, just thanks for stopping past, man.
Say what? You breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I said thanks for stopping past. Definitely check back with us
no problem,
Friday
man.
Night,
y'all,
man.
Y'all take it easy.
Absolutely.
Y'all take it easy and make sure y'all check it out. February 25th, 26th in Miami, Florida. For more information, just call me, 786-443-1524. Holler,
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling before love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
For life, and tonight we're going to discuss dressing for emotional success.
We've been discussing goal setting and emotional strength. We touched on self-image, things of that sort. So I just wanted to end this series with dressing for emotional success. And please join me Sunday when we get a little going a little closer to or a little closer with the physical portion of the health and wellness. So we'll be discussing physical health. So your clothing definitely affects your attitude, affects your mood. I'm sure you all know that when you're feeling, you know, kind of sick or you're not feeling too good, you normally dress a little bummy or you know, don't put on your best. When you are feeling good, you know, your health is with you, your immune system is up, you're feeling pumped and motivated, you normally tend to dress, you know, more fashionably or you're just more upbeat. So, yes, our clothing style does impact the way others perceive us, but more so it affects the way we feel about ourselves and the way we look at ourselves. And it definitely plays a part with our self-image and our body image. So here's a few tips for dressing for emotional success. First of all, you want to dress suitable for whatever type of work you're doing or whatever self-employment job that you may have. If you're a businesswoman, a businessman, dress as such. You don't want to dress with a construction outfit if you have to go into an office or if you're a contractor of some sort, you know, and say a computer contractor and you need to go into the office, you don't want to have on some construction gear when you need to do computer work. So definitely dress suitable for the profession. That will allow you the confidence in what you're doing and makes you feel confident as well. Second, dress in clothing that fits you. If you have on loose clothing that's too baggy for you, or if you have on too tight clothing, you're going to be pulling at it, tugging at it. You're not going to be feeling too comfortable with what you have on. You're not going to be paying attention to what's going on. So definitely dress in clothing that that fits you and that makes you feel good. When choosing clothing, make sure it's appropriate for your age. Sometimes us as women and men, we try to regain our youth, and we have to understand that where we are in life is for a reason, and we need to dress appropriately. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, definitely something that's not clothing related, but is definitely important to our mood and to emotional success is our hair. Men and women, you know, we begin to wolf men or ladies. We have those bad hair days when we're not feeling too good. But definitely when you keep your hairstyle up, groomed nicely, you keep your emotions flowing in a positive manner. So definitely stay on top of your hair. And lastly, life can be hard, but opportunities to improve your current situation always arise. So to achieve a greater greatness, your mind must be prepared. So the way a person dresses shows their mindset. So attract what you want by mentally preparing yourself, and that includes the way you dress. So if you want success, dress for success. That's why we say, you know, sometimes you may not feel like putting on a business suit to go into the office to discuss business, but if that's what it requires and if you want to, you know, obtain success in that field, then that's what you need to do.
Hey, you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Once you log on to the website, it's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
It's 11:51 here on the East Coast, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, your hip hop informer. It's Wednesday, January 26th, 2011. Hump day in this city. Physical abuse and the impact on adolescence has really been the conversation tonight. We've kind of been all over the place, but it's all good because it's strong, positive dialogue, and that's what we need in our communities. Folks, thanks for riding with us tonight. Elder, I did that the last time you were on the show. I think Doctor just sounds good. Elder Henrietta Trotter, she's an author.
Let me give you an 800 number.
I'm sorry?
Let me give you an 800 number.
Go for it.
Okay, 1-888-280-7715. I'm going to give you a chance to get your ink pens out. That's 1-888-280-7715. That's actually the telephone number to my publisher, Arthur House. And give a gift of love to a friend. I know you might be saying that I've never been abused, but I'm quite sure you know someone that has. So could you please go to that telephone number and the website, visit it, give a gift of love. Give it to someone that you know that's going through, okay? And I'm going to end it with this. I was saying that a lot of people ask women, why do they stay? A lot of them stay because it's familiar territory. That's all they know. They're looking for love, and so they stay because it's familiar territory. They don't want to move on. And also, as far as the children is concerned, we can all break that generational curse. Like my son, when he married, he loved his wife to death. So that's the way he broke it.
Right. Thank you very much for stopping past tonight. You are a jewel and a shining light.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good
yes,
night.
Thank you.
And angels, take us home. Overdose.
Yeah.
Hey, OD. We're going to do a whole show, I mean, like the entire 2 hours. The name of the show is Overdose.
Overdose.
Special guest and roundtable discussion. You said you don't believe in love. I wonder how many 21-year-olds out there in the world don't believe in love. I think that would be an interesting discussion.
Would be.
Oh, the ones that stay out Diggs Park.
Oh, my
God. Manson Street.
Angels, take us home.
Man, what do you say after all of that? Man, everybody, look, keep your hands off each other. I mean, you know, in a bad way. Don't beat on each other, and don't do it in front of the kids either. Get out of it, get help, talk to somebody. That's all I have to say about that. Good night.
And I saw something on television once. It said keep an arm distance away from someone. As long as you stay an arm distance away, you have time to run away and escape. But don't get up in nobody's face when they're up in your face. That's
right.
A good chance of getting beat up. Just stay an arm distance away.
All business away. That's a good one. Toya.
No, that ain't going to help if that other person got a break.
You know, just be blessed, and that's it. That's all I have for you.
Thanks, Toya. Back on Friday night for the Cypher, folks. OD.
What's good? You said kick it? Check me out.
I think BD's out there, too.
What's good?
CD did what?
Say good night.
Be a blessing. Good night.
Good night, everybody. I'm overdose.com. Get at me. Yeah.
Hey, hey, OD.
What's good?
Back Friday night for the safe fight for the cipher. We're gonna drop a couple of joints off of Wake and Bake. Log on to www.iamoverdose.com, folks. He's probably the next or one of the next biggest MCs, definitely up and coming for 2011. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Wednesday, January 23rd. Appreciate my team and the folks who stopped past this program. Thank you again to Elder Henrietta Trotter. Folks, physical abuse is never good at any time. No way. Stop it. Get some help. Don't accept it. Just say no. Good night.
Never let somebody else keep you from keeping your vision in motion.